Southerners fight the vine called kudzu. Atlantic cordgrass is spreading along the Pacific coast. And now, says commentator Aaron Freeman, invasive species are threatening Chicago, too.
The aliens are here. They're ugly, monstrous, and it may already be too late. I speak, of course, of the frankenfish. Our magnificent Lake Michigan is, in fact, threatened by two fish more terrifying than the cubs in September. One is the Asian carp. It grows to 100 pounds, eats like a sumo wrestler, and when spooked by a small boat can jump from the water and slap you on the face. The other is the northern snakehead fish. It grows to 3 feet long, has a mouth full of razor-sharp teeth, and can live out of the water for 2 days. Both fish have been caught in or near Lake Michigan. Both are infamous for their potential to devour everything in their paths, starve out indigenous fishes, destroy commercial fishing, and terrorize human populations. These fish make Saddam Hussein seem cuddly. We've already brought in the military to fight the feared frankenfish. The Army Corps of Engineers is currently building a high-voltage underwater fence to electrocute the carp and fry them up extra crispy. But it may not be enough. The president may need to appoint a director of home water security and assemble an international coalition of the air-breathing. We may have to import South African fish bounty hunters. Japan can help, too, by sending teams of industrial-strength sushi chefs. And, of course, the center of the international effort will be Chicago. Our John G. Shedd Aquarium will become the new Pentagon. From their bases here, anti-fish commandos will fan out around the globe to battle ichthyoterrorism. These could be the fish that unite the world in lung-loving brotherhood. And observant Catholics will have even more reason to eat fish on Fridays.
Aaron Freeman lives in Chicago.